affected you, made something happen, and along the way, some kind of transformation, some kind of resolution, ended up closing the book on whatever the significant question or questions are. And somehow you end up recognizing that there's no final answer, no ultimate answer, but there is. There is And my friends, I guarantee you there is a final resolution, an ultimate resolution. So in these kind of meetings, in these kind of groups, in these kind of gatherings of spiritually minded folk, a lot of discussion gets heard about the spiritual search and the different issues that people struggle with or attend to. But in my experience, and I've been going to different groups and involved with different spiritual circles for decades, in my experience, I don't remember a lot of talk about spiritual finding. Tons of talk about spiritual searching, not a whole lot about spiritual finding. So let me say that to you. Let me say to you, don't be a seeker your whole life. Don't search and keep searching and go round and round. And as you get better and as you get wiser and as you get more open-minded and more open-hearted, don't settle for the idea that you're a spiritual seeker. Closing the book means you become a spiritual finder. And not this whole Advaita idea that you end the search. That's very beneficial and powerful for some people. It actually works. Call off the search, be here now, and all kinds of things get clear and all kinds of states get experienced. That's true, but it's not true for everybody. It's true for a small number of people who that technique is powerful for, is effective for. That may be you, that may not be you. If it's not you, then it isn't going to get you anywhere. Didn't do diddly for me. But that doesn't mean it can't do everything for you. But that's, I just want to make clear, that's not what I'm talking about, because it could be perceived that way. I'm simply talking about not forgetting, because I think what happens is people forget. Not forgetting that you're searching to find. And that your eye has to be on finding, maybe more, but certainly just as much as on searching. The idea has to be that it ends in finding. And it's very easy, and I would say it is the commonplace situation that people in spiritual circles spend their whole life searching, and it doesn't occur to them much to find anything. Partly because it's difficult, it's arduous, it takes effort, it takes the ability to change and adapt and transform, but also partly because it's enjoyable, it's pleasurable. The search has its own satisfactions and pleasures that probably unconsciously there's some kind of an idea that that gets lost if you find. Whatever the reason, and you may come up with even better reasons than the ones that occur to me, but whatever the reason, it's certainly my observation